This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. We all know that we ought to exercise, but did you know that if you don't exercise, you might as well be a smoker? Let's consult the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. This latest study seems to put a point on a topic that we've talked about before, that exercising is critically important. So tell us exactly how this was conducted.
This study came out of the Cleveland Clinic and was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. So it's a reputable journal and a reputable institution. Now, one of the things about the Cleveland Clinic is it's a very big and busy center. And so they had a unique opportunity to actually look at their data over a 23-year period. And one of the things that Cleveland Clinic is very focused on is heart health. And so they have a large population of cardiac patients that they were able to focus on. In this study, they retrospectively looked at nearly 125,000 patients. Now, people who are critical of studies will often say that retrospective studies, meaning that you look back at data then try and draw a conclusion, are flawed studies. But in fact, there is information that can be gleaned from that. And in this case, they were able to do that. They looked at 122,000 patients who underwent exercise treadmill testing at the Cleveland Clinic between 1991 and 2014. So a lot of patients over a long period of time. And they then looked at all causes of mortality or death. And they looked at how this related to the benefits of exercise and fitness. This is not patients who are self-reporting whether they exercise or don't exercise. This is actually them testing people and getting actual results for whether people are fit or not fit. Mm-hmm. And what they found is that the people who were the least fit and the highest risk of mortality or dying, and it even exceeded that of having type 2 diabetes, smoking, and heart disease. So exercise played a critically important role in people's long-term survival.
Now, when you define an adequate amount of exercise, there's the rub, right? I mean, are we talking about, I've heard various things, an hour a day, 20 minutes of really intense exercise a day. I saw a recent study saying that if you just, for example, do your weightlifting reps to the point of exhaustion just once, that's all you need to do. So how do you define the kind of exercise that would qualify you, would protect you in the way that the study suggests?
So that's a fantastic question. And really what they're doing in this study is they're not actually asking people, or they actually have no idea about how well, what type of exercise people are doing, mm-hmm. other than they're measuring their aerobic fitness. And they're measuring aerobic fitness by how they perform on an exercise treadmill test. So what they were able to say is that people who are more fit, who obviously had been doing some sort of aerobic exercise, were able to perform better on the exercise treadmill test, and those were the people who survived better. So it doesn't actually say anything about the type of exercise that our people are doing. It doesn't actually say that they were doing a specific amount of time or a specific type of exercise. It doesn't say whether they were weightlifting or not weightlifting. It was actually just testing their overall aerobic fitness. And those patients who did better survived longer. Those who did worse survived poorer. So it's really hard to say exactly what type of exercise regimen they were following, other than those who did were successful and performed better on the exercise treadmill test.
Okay, so it's the level of your fitness, whether you're exercising in a certain way or not. So what is the mechanism at work here? Maybe that's what we ought to explain. What is it about exercise that that makes you live longer when you – I mean, I might – when I look at some of these people who jog all the time, they look kind of haggard and tired. You know, can't you overdo it?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And the study doesn't actually say, we can only speculate that the benefits of aerobic exercise are that people actually will have less comorbid conditions. So they're less likely to have hypertension. They're less likely to be obese. They're less likely to have diabetes. Those things are predictors of death. So in the study, it doesn't actually specifically say one way or the other. But the thing that is interesting that you just mentioned is, can you overdo it? And the fact of the matter is they saw no ceiling as to the level of exercise. So
really?
There's always been concerns that people who were ultra marathoners or people who did excessive amounts of exercise were actually harming themselves. But actually, in this study, there was no ceiling. The people who were the most fit, the ones who did the most exercise to get to that level, actually were the ones that had the lowest risk of death.
So the bottom line here that I get anyway is that it's not enough to say I'm a non-smoker, so I don't have to worry about any of the illnesses suffered by smokers. That's apparently not true, according to the study.
That's exactly right. It really, what they were showing was that your level of aerobic fitness correlated strongly with your long-term survival. And actually, interestingly, there's been numerous studies in the medical literature over the past years that showed that no exercise was associated with higher mortality. But this was interesting because it was such a huge number of patients over a long period of time. And it wasn't dependent on people self-reporting, but rather it was they're testing their actual aerobic fitness.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.